Chapter 8. My name is Trentine.
Hello, Henry. Well, that was an easy puzzle. I imagine someone helped you. Your son, Robbie, perhaps. He's intelligent, but your security guards are really stupid. They didn't see me at the library, but I saw them. Never mind. Maybe they'll have better luck next time. Here's your second puzzle. Impossible, I think. Have fun. BFN. Puzzle number 2. My name is Trentine. I am power and knowledge. These are my friends. Barrows, Lemia, Rod Lua, Ed Iwa, Bill, Thak, Morrow, Ross.
Henry Williams wasn't very worried. He had his secret weapon, Robbie.
You can solve this puzzle too, can't you, Robbie?
He asked. Then he saw his son's face.
Dad, I'm really sorry, but I don't understand it. But look, the hacker sent it from the internet cafe in the city centre.
Belinda was crying again. Mr. Williams phoned the security office for the second time that day and told Bill and Ben to go to the internet cafe to find the hacker. As soon as he put down the phone, a bank teller came into his office with more bad news.
A customer has just told me that the bank's website is advertising a special offer. A credit card with 0% interest. Is it true?
He asked.
Of course it isn't!
Yelled Mr. Williams.
Don't give any new credit cards to any of our customers. Now go back to work!
The teller disappeared. The minutes became hours, and Mr. Williams became more and more agitated. Robbie continued to look at the puzzle perplexed. And Belinda continued to cry. Suddenly, Robbie had an idea.
I know what to do,
he shouted. His father jumped up.
Have you solved the puzzle?
He asked.
No, but I bet my friend Joe can help us. I'll send him a text message on his mobile.
Mr. Williams sat down again while Robbie sent the message.
Come to bank now. Rob.
When Joe arrived, it was already 5 o'clock.
What's up, Robbie?
He asked. Then he saw Belinda, who smiled at him. He smiled back. Wow, she was beautiful. He immediately fell in love with her. Joe, listen to me, said Robbie. He explained about the hacker and showed Joe the second puzzle. Joe didn't want to take his eyes off Belinda, but he had to look at the computer screen. Mr. Williams was beginning to panic.
Hurry, boys, there isn't much time left.
Take it easy, Mr. W. We can solve this. Come on, Robbie, let's do it.
After 4 long hours, they solved the puzzle.
So, who is Trentine?
Asked Mr. Williams.
The internet,
replied Joe.
Of course,
said Robbie.
And the friends are all words connected with the internet. Browser, email, World Wide Web, chat room, and...
Surf,
said Belinda happily. Joe looked at her.
Belinda, you are so cool. You're the perfect girl for me,
he said as he clicked on the send icon. Mr. Williams looked at them and said to himself,
What are they talking about? I think I'm getting old.
It was 9 o'clock. The hourglass was half empty, but they had solved the puzzle in time. Mr. Williams was very relieved. The situation was improving at last. At that moment, the telephone rang. When Mr. Williams answered, he heard a voice say,
Good evening. This is the police.